Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include week-long Falun Dafa Day celebrations kick off in New York City. Hong Kong, performances and parades celebrate the 16th World Falun Dafa Day. Manhattan witnesses history at Falun Dafa Parade. Three practitioner families share their stories. The Art of Jen Chan Ren on exhibit near Melbourne, Australia. And judge ignores police brutality and fabricated evidence, keeps Falun Gong practitioners in detention. Now for the stories.
Week-long Falun Dafa Day celebrations kick off in New York City. May 12th saw the kickoff of a week-long celebration for World Falun Dafa Day in New York City. Thousands of Falun Dafa practitioners from around the world have come together to take part in group exercises at landmark locations such as Times Square and Central Park, as well as cultural performances, a parade on 42nd Street in Manhattan, and a rally near the United Nations. World Falun Dafa Day, May 13th, was the day on which Mr. Li Hongzhe, the founder of Falun Dafa, introduced the practice to public in 1992. The first World Falun Dafa Day was celebrated in 2000, just months after the Chinese Communist regime launched in July 1999 its brutal persecution of the practice, a campaign still going on today. Practicing Falun Dafa changes our nature to be more aligned to truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. These principles are very simple, but they are also very profound, said David Tompkins, spokesperson of Falun Dafa practitioners in the greater New York area, as he kicked off the events at Foley Square in front of City Hall on May 12th. He added, "What these Falun Dafa principles and exercises have done is to allow the community of Falun Dafa practitioners around the world to persevere in the face of an extremely brutal persecution and remain a very vibrant community, in effect, maybe even untouched by the violence of the Chinese Communist Party. This demonstration makes people much more aware of what is happening in China," remarked Steve Cooper, a retired engineer with the New York City Transit Authority, as he viewed the practitioners' group exercises in front of City Hall. Mr. Cooper said that he learned about the persecution a few years ago. He said the activities are good as it gives an opportunity for people to see in New York the view and pay attention to what is going on. "I think your effort is unique and quiet." He said he looks forward to seeing the Friday parade on 42nd Street. "I feel very peaceful just looking at it, the group exercise," said Jane Halpin, a candle business owner from Australia. "Amazing, amazing, very peaceful. It's beautiful." Answers to Life's Questions. "Falun Dafa is giving me a really wonderful life," shared Jean Mitchell, a practitioner who lives in the greater New York area. "I quested for the purpose of life from when I was 18 years old. I tried many forms, Tai Chi, yoga, psychology, and meditation. But 12 years ago in January, I read Juan Falun, and I knew I had found what I was really looking for," she recalled. "It was January in the bitter cold. I was very ill at the time, constantly sick, and literally overnight, I felt good. I kept looking over my shoulder. Why am I not getting sick? I really didn't come to cure illness. I came to find out why I am here on this earth," she said. "I have wonderful and harmonious relations with my family. My husband said that I was much easier to live with within 1 month." A practice so profound yet so simple. Maria Salzman, originally from Poland, saw a Falun Dafa practitioner meditating when she was a student in 1997. She was attracted by what she saw. She said that she found the inner peace that her great-grandmother talked about after she started practicing Falun Dafa. "I was so thrilled," she said. "The practice has never ceased to amaze. The principles are so profound yet so simple. I find that my surroundings have changed after I changed myself through this cultivation practice."
Hong Kong, performances and parades celebrate the 16th World Falun Dafa Day. Of all the 16th Falun Dafa Day celebrations around the world last weekend, the one in Hong Kong on May 10th was perhaps the largest in the Chinese community. That morning, hundreds of practitioners from Hong Kong played waist drums and demonstrated the exercises at Edinburgh Place. They wished Master Li Hongzhi a happy birthday with several songs they had composed. Chinese tourists amazed by Falun Gong Parade. Led by the Divine Land Marching Band, the Falun Gong procession took off from Victoria Park, passed through Causeway Bay and Central, the busiest districts in town, and ended at Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park. The afternoon parade lasted for 2 hours. Many locals and Chinese tourists witnessed the magnificent celebration. Ms. Zhou from Guangzhou, China, was amazed. "It's very impressive. You can't see this in China. I am taking videos on my phone to show to my friends. It's so different from what the Communist Party says it is. What Falun Gong teaches, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, is definitely good." Julie, a student from Beijing, echoed Ms. Zhou's sentiments. "The suppression is wrong. Everybody should have freedom of belief." Legislative members praised truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Mr. Lam Wing-yin, Democratic legislative member, wished Master Li a happy birthday. He praised Falun Gong practitioners' peaceful resistance in the face of the persecution over the past 16 years. He also condemned the recent violent attacks on Falun Gong that were instigated by the Communist Party. "Falun Gong practitioners are peaceful. They don't fight or retaliate. I am deeply impressed by them. Chinese tourists and Hong Kong citizens have all witnessed this," said Mr. Lam. "They can tell that Falun Gong practitioners truly follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." Mr. Wu Chi-wai, Democratic legislative member, also expressed his appreciation to Falun Gong practitioners for encouraging people to fight against the tyrannical power. "What Falun Gong practitioners have demonstrated to us is that the pursuit of freedom cannot be suppressed. On the journey to universal human values, more and more people will join us." Mr. Lung Yu Chung, legislative member of the Neighborhood and Workers Service Center, and Dr. Cheng Yuk Chet, a professor of political science at City University of Hong Kong, believe that society needs truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Dr. Chung said, "Despite the persecution, Falun Gong has spread all over the world. It shows the amazing power of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in uplifting one's spirit. I admire the spirit of Falun Gong practitioners as demonstrated in their peaceful resistance."
Manhattan witnesses history at Falun Dafa Parade. I'm here today to witness history and witness the Falun Dafa practitioners walk peacefully through the streets of New York and demonstrate what they are to the people, said consultant Marilyn Aspen with tears in her eyes at the starting point of the parade on May 15th. Mrs. Aspen continued, "They are to show the world not just the Chinese people, but they started there. The peace, harmony, love of truth, tolerance for all people, and love at the core. I think it's so needed for the people of the world." Over 8,000 Falun Dafa practitioners participated in this three-hour parade in Manhattan, starting at 47th Street near the United Nations headquarters and ending near the Chinese consulate at 42nd Street and 12th Avenue. The themes of the 23 formations were to celebrate the 23rd anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to the public, raise awareness and call for an end to the persecution in China, and support over 200 million Chinese people who have renounced the Communist Party. Philanthropist, healing for the world. John Concoli is a philanthropist who grew up in New York and has worked as an advocate for people with disabilities in Silicon Valley. He is currently traveling the world on a spiritual journey. He was shocked by the brutality of the persecution, but he said that Falun Dafa is remarkable for offering healing to the world. Mr. Concoli said, "You know what really impressed me about this parade? Oh my goodness. It is the smiles, the love, the energy, and the peacefulness of the way they're presenting themselves." He added that parades in New York usually try to voice concerns with yelling through loudspeakers, but today's parade was totally different. But he said he believed that peaceful parades are what parades should be. He said that today's world is too materialistic. Everyone dreams about controlling the world. He resonated with truthfulness, compassion, forbearance on the banners, and commented that the reason Falun Dafa practitioners could transcend fear to achieve inner peace might be the solution for the chaotic world. It's only a matter of time before righteousness prevails. Everyone should have freedom of belief. I thank them for coming here. It's so nice to see the parade. I think truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is what everyone should embrace, because truthfulness and compassion can bring true harmony to the world, and forbearance can eliminate all conflicts, said Brian from Seville, who works at the United Nations, adding that he would learn more about Falun Dafa online later. I support Falun Dafa 100%, said Danny, who works at Pfizer. I hope the situation in China can change for the better. People shouldn't be persecuted for their belief. He said that he had seen 3 Falun Dafa parades and was sad that the persecution is still going on. It's only a matter of time before righteousness prevails, he added. Policeman, harmonious parade. A policeman told the reporter with a smile, "I'm on duty, so I cannot be interviewed, but I would like to say that parade participants were very orderly and no one caused any trouble. They are very harmonious."
Three practitioner families share their stories. Falun Dafa practitioners in the Kaohsiung area celebrated the 16th World Falun Dafa Day at the famous tourist site West Bay on May 3, 2015. Practitioners come from all walks of society, and each person has a unique story about why they practice. Below are 3 of the many stories shared with tourists at West Bay. Falun Dafa showed me the meaning of life. Mei Hui's relationship with Falun Dafa started in 1999 after more than 10,000 practitioners appealed to the central government near Zhongnanhai in Beijing on April 25th. After she read about what happened in the China Times, she was impressed by the fact that 10,000 practitioners had left without leaving a single piece of trash on the ground. "This exercise is very special. I want to practice it too," Mei Hui told herself. She spent a lot of time searching for where to learn it, but couldn't find a practice site. She finally called the China Times newspaper, and the reporter connected her with Professor Liu Xiaodong of Kaohsiung Medical College, who was a Falun Dafa practitioner. She bought the book Juan Falun and an exercise videotape and began to learn the exercises from the video. For years, Mei Hu's busy life and work had zapped her of her youth and energy. She felt that her life was too busy. Reading Juan Falun changed that. "Fortunately, after I read Juan Falun, my mood brightened. I realized that the meaning of life is to return to one's true nature. There is hope and the chance to return to your original true self if you truly cultivate your heart and do the exercises," said Mei Hui. Shortly after she started to practice Falun Dafa, her neck and shoulder pain from sitting for long hours in the office disappeared. A month later, she took her mother to the practice site and also recommended it to her younger brother. After her mother and brother took up the practice, her brother's wife began to practice. His wife worked at a high-pressure job and had a 2-year-old child. She was depressed and often couldn't sleep well. One night, she again couldn't sleep. Her husband woke up and asked her, "How about I teach you the meditation? It'll help you sleep." "Ever since that night, I did the Falun Dafa meditation exercise for the first time. I felt my energy come back to me. I didn't sleep the whole night, but I was still energetic in the office," she said. Since then, she has been practicing Falun Dafa. Later, her mother-in-law reminded her to read the book Juan Falun, which in turn changed her attitude on life. "Before, I would get upset if I was treated unfairly. I worked hard, but didn't always get what I expected. Juan Falun taught me something different, such as the transformation process between virtue and karma. Gradually, I could keep a compassionate and peaceful heart. My xinxing level increased, and my work environment became better and better," she said. An injured man becomes healthier than ever. 8 years ago, 63-year-old construction worker Su Fengwen was injured and forced to retire. After surgery, the doctor told him not to work for 3 months. Su took this opportunity to visit friends and relatives. A good friend told Mr. Su about Falun Dafa. He attended a 9-day Falun Dafa class and learned that Falun Dafa is a profound cultivation practice. 8 years later, Mr. Su is healthier than he ever was and can help with a lot of housework for his children and grandchildren. Because of Mr. Su, his younger brother's family and their children started to practice Falun Dafa. After he and his nephew started a practice site at an elementary school, many seniors joined the group, and they often traveled together to promote Falun Dafa and talk to Chinese tourists about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Falun Dafa turned her into a considerate wife. Lai Shi's husband often tells his friends that he benefited the most after she started practicing Falun Dafa. "She used to be a mid-level manager before she retired and was very bossy. When she retired, her husband took her to a local culture center to learn Falun Dafa to improve her health. What she gained was way more than good health. Falandafa changed her attitude when it came to dealing with people and conflicts. She became more considerate and had a very different way in dealing with her family, husband, and children. Ms. Lyshee said, "I used to be controlling and overbearing. After cultivating Falandafa, I understood the principle of karmic relationships. My temper is better, and I've become more considerate. I know now that it's my responsibility to do housework." Seeing how Ms. Lyshee changed, her daughters have started to practice and often join her in Dafa activities. As of now, 9 members of their family practice Falandafa. "Words fail me in trying to express my gratitude to Master Lee," she said.
The Art of Zen Shanren on exhibit near Melbourne, Australia. The opening of the Art of Zen Shanren exhibition was held in Shirley Burke Theatre Gallery in Parkdale City of Kingston, about 40 minutes from Melbourne, on the evening of May 7, 2015. Around 50 guests braved the winter weather to attend the opening of the month-long exhibit. The energy in the gallery was palpable. In her speech at the opening, Mrs. Janine Rankin, the coordinator of the exhibition, welcomed the guests and thanked Kingston Arts for the gallery. She spoke about the beauty of the practice of Falun Dafa and drew attention to the ongoing persecution of its practitioners in China. She told the gathering that since Falun Dafa was banned in China 16 years ago, many thousands of practitioners have been tortured in an effort to force them to give up their belief. Some of the artworks portray the terrifying ordeals that these practitioners, including the artists themselves, have endured. Many of the guests remarked that Mrs. Rankin's remarks had given them an insight into the practice and an understanding of why it was persecuted in China and had piqued their interest in Falun Dafa and its benefits. They were particularly appreciative of the quality of the art and said that they would come back with friends. Hairdresser and makeup artist Leonie Rendell was moved to tears. "The paintings, the emotions, the looks and the eyes, you feel their souls. It is just beautiful. It is so moving. You just feel the soul. I think that says it all." Bhakta Dasa, a minister with the Hare Krishna, had high praise for the exhibition. "Everyone should be free to worship and honor God in the way they see fit. I think this is a wonderful expression of it. It is sad to hear of the torture and the suffering that has gone on. A book can tell so much, but a painting can tell so much more," said Bhakta. Bhakta really related to the painting where the girl has levitated above her torturers, called Shock, by Chen Xiaoping. "No matter how much a person is persecuted, how much a person is subjugated or repressed, spirituality will always override that." Genevieve Marie is a family member counselor and chairman of Kingston Interfaith Network. "I love the exhibition," she said. "I really connected to it. I love the call of innocence by Chen Xiaoping of a young child standing in the rain holding a placard. I can see the practice just in the painting. We've spoken about this practice, but now I see it in the images. It really tells a story. It's very touching." Ms. Marie said that she thought the persecution in China was very wrong for all the religions that are banned there. "I belong to Interfaith in Kingston, and we really believe in freedom and respect. The values of Falun Dafa, truth, compassion, and tolerance, are universal values and can't really offend another religion. How could they offend anybody? Truth, compassion, and tolerance are beautiful qualities. Imagine if that were taught in schools. Imagine it were taught everywhere. If people practiced those basic beliefs, the world does need that."
Judge ignores police brutality and fabricated evidence, keeps Falun Gong practitioners in detention. 5 local residents in Zibu, Shandong Province, were tried on April 29th for talking to people about the persecution of Falun Gong. The public prosecutor cited items seized from their homes as evidence against them and charged them with undermining law enforcement, a pretext commonly used by the Chinese Communist Party to sentence Falun Gong practitioners. The residents argued that it was their constitutional right to practice and spread information about Falun Gong. The possession of Falun Gong books and information materials broke no law, thus the police confiscation of those items was illegal, and the charge against them was groundless. The practitioners also recounted the torture they suffered at the hands of the police. Mr. Dai suffered the most abuse. He experienced hearing loss after the police covered his head with a metal bucket and then banged on it every 2 hours for 10 straight days. From April 9th to 29th, 2014, he was tied to a chair and not allowed to use the toilet or fall asleep. The judge was unable to refute Mr. Dai and other practitioners' testimony of police violence, but the public prosecutor soon produced a signed document from Mr. Dai admitting to his so-called crime of undermining law enforcement. Mr. Dai recalled that he signed an interrogation record after verifying its contents, only to be told that he had signed it in the wrong place. He signed a second time, thinking the new document was simply a duplicate of the first one. He didn't realize that he had signed a document incriminating himself until the prosecutor presented the paperwork in the courtroom. The judge ignored Mr. Dai's protest and other practitioners' requests for acquittal. He adjourned the trial without issuing a verdict. The five practitioners remained detained in different locations following their arrest between April and June of last year. Prior to the trial, the local procuratorate had returned the case to the police, citing insufficient evidence. The police then gathered more evidence and pushed the court to move forward with the prosecution. Labeled a public trial, the hearing was actually closed to the public. Only one family member for each defendant was allowed inside the courtroom. The rest of the seats were taken by agents and officials from various government agencies. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.